Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. 2 hours today at this time, and then we do 2 hours later on in the afternoon on the bunker files. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparedness.com, usapreparedness.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call in, you may. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. And I've got a call screen in front of me so I can put you on right away, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And with us is inventor Glenn Meter. Welcome, Glenn Meter.
Vincent, how you doing?
Glenn, I am doing well.
It's been a while.
Glenn, it's great to hear your voice. And you know, I was remembering getting ready for the broadcast about how much fun we had at, last time we saw each other at the expo. And you're so positive and you're such a great innovator. And you came up with the neatest, very, very elegantly simple invention. And it will last lifetimes. And it's called the Survival Still. And we're going to talk about water today, class. We're going to talk about the importance of water. And you've heard Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller say, 3 days, I'm sorry, 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. And you all know what that means. So as you look around, if you look at what's happened on the East Coast, the pummeling of the of those living in the East Coast with the storms, the snow, the relentless snow, the freezing pipes, all of those kinds of things. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about water? And even here on the farm, I look at the ponds that are frozen. And what would you do if, what would you do if you had to drink water and you didn't have any? And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what's in water, how it got there, and how to get out what we don't want in our water with inventor Glenn Meter, and his website, survivalstill.com, survivalstill.com. So, Glenn, why don't we do this? Why don't we talk about what's in our water?
Okay. Well, there is a lot, unfortunately, that is in the water. I mean, you can talk about what's in the water day to day, even day to day. Just right now, you turn on the tap. There can be stuff in the water that you don't want in the water and that you don't know about that's in your water. In an emergency situation, it becomes much more dangerous because the infrastructure can fail. And why is water the number one problem around the world in third world countries? Because water contamination can be very, very dangerous. And in an emergency situation, if our infrastructure fails, if our, not just the piping infrastructure, but if the delivery system for bottled water and that type of thing, if that fails too, then it can be a very dangerous situation, and it can happen very, very quickly. And it comes down, there's different types of contaminants that can be in water. The biggest danger is biological contaminants. That can get out of control very quickly, and that's very, very dangerous.
Well, Glenn, so, you know, I've been thinking about this, looking around the farm here, and, you know, we have animal waste. We have right here at the farm. And what I do is I spread that out with a chain harrow pretty often so that the sun will disinfect, kill the bacteria and so forth, so that, you know, the cow poop will not be as dangerous to other animals as it could be if it stayed in these piles. And then you have runoff. And you think about all the... Glass, your water is recycled. There's no more water. We've got what we've got. That's it. We're not getting any more water. Nobody's trucking it into our planet. The water that we have is all that we're going to have. And it's been reused since the beginning. It has. All the water has been recycled through a natural process. And we have polluted it. If you think about even Springfield, Missouri, there's an aquifer under Springfield, Missouri that is not drinkable. You literally have to go below that one to the one to the next one down to get safe drinking water or relatively safe drinking water. And then water is treated with all kinds of chemicals. So what Glenn is saying is absolutely correct. And we do have to worry about biological. So if there's a grid down situation, well, think about this. Your water, if you live in a city or a municipality and you're using water by the municipality, your water is treated with chlorine, probably at the minimum, and probably fluoride. And you may even have some other chemicals in the water. Chlorine is absolutely positively toxic. So you are drinking toxic water for the most part. Most of us. And if you go to a restaurant in the city, you can be guaranteed of it. So there's a lot of things in water that you should be concerned with. And we're going to talk about how to get them out of the water, for sure. So, Glenn, you've decided that you're concerned about going forward, you're concerned about survival, and you're concerned about those 3 days without water, because after that we can die. Why don't we talk about different methods of purifying water? I mean, you could take a T-shirt, and you could get some pond water and have multiple layers of your T-shirt cloth, and you can filter out the big chunks. But is that safe? I mean, that would be a primitive method of filtering water. Is that safe?
Well, when we're talking about an emergency situation, what I recommend to people is to go back to the Red Cross recommendations. The Red Cross recommendations are boiling the water, chlorine, which would be bleach, just regular bleach, not scented bleach, not color-safe bleach or anything like that, or distillation. Those three methods are really the foundation. But you can't – not all of those are equal either. The Red Cross recommends what they do because of their concern over biological contaminants. Biologicals can be very, very dangerous, but it's not that simple. Because, and I'll give you an example. There was the Toledo, if you remember in August of 2014, there was a water emergency in Toledo where they had blue-green algae. So they get their water, their drinking water from Lake Erie. And Lake Erie was having a blue-green algae bloom. And so the official said, don't drink the water. Don't touch the water. Don't brush your teeth with the water. And so, okay, so that sounds like a biological contaminant. That sounds like something that you could just boil the water and everything would be fine. But that was not the case, actually. What happens with this blue-green algae is it actually produces a toxin called microcystin. And so if you look at it and you think, okay, well, and this can be true in ponds and lakes. If you just get pond water that's full of algae and you boil that up, what happens is when you boil that water, the steam that's leaving is pure. And so the contaminants that get left behind get more and more concentrated. So you can look at that and say, okay, well, there's algae in my water, so I have to boil it. Well, what you're doing is you're actually concentrating the toxin microcystin in the water in that case. And so boiling would be the exact wrong thing to do in that situation. So there, I advocate that there is a, you have to go beyond the Red Cross recommendations. You have to really understand what's going on. So distillation, for example, would be fine in the situation, because the process of distillation, what we're doing is when we boil that water, the steam that comes off, which is pure, that's what we're capturing, that steam, and we're separating it, cooling it back down into a liquid, and that's distilled water. And so the water that's left behind in the boiling pot is actually the wastewater that you throw away.
Glenn, you know, you're talking about this problem in Ohio. It affected about 500,000 people, 500,000 people, and they were told, absolutely, do not drink the water. So, you know, the day before, everything was okay, right? Everything was okay. And all of a sudden, don't drink the water. Don't bathe with it. Don't brush your teeth with it. Don't cook with it. Don't drink with it.
Right.
That was a massive problem. Massive problem.
Yep. And see, that is a situation, you asked about different treatment methods.
Mm-hmm.
That is a situation where filters simply can't do it. Even, and I'm not talking about an emergency or just emergency filters. I'm talking about really high-end, even reverse osmosis systems and combination filter systems. You can't count on those to take care of the microcystin in the water. Really, the only thing that you can do at that point is to stop using the water, wait for it to clear up, or have a distiller. Have a distiller in your home for day-to-day use, or have an emergency water distiller, something like that. That's really the option that you have for that situation.
Mm-hmm. And so the point of this discussion is that we may think that this only happens to other people, but in Ohio, it happened to them. And our water does come from these reservoirs, these lakes, these rivers, believe it or not. And here's what happens. As you drive, Glenn, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you drive down the road, down the highway, down the road, and let's say it's a paved road or a paved highway, the crankcase drippings from your engine, your transmission, your cooling system overheating, leaking, the tanker trucks that drip and leak, all that lands on the road, gets washed downstream by the rain, and it goes into the water supply. Is that true?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. So you absolutely do want to make sure your water is the best it can be, and we need to treat our water. And we'll talk about more how to do that in just a couple minutes. Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Glenn Mead is with us, and we're talking about water. And, you know, I was kind of kidding when I was talking about using a T-shirt. But, you know, if you've got muddy water and you want to get the big chunks out, you know, get something out of your pond or stream, and you can use a T-shirt folded many, many times, and it'll act as a very, very primitive water filter. But let's go on to the next step. Let's say you were to take a coffee filter, which is a finer type filter than a T-shirt. Well, think about what goes through a coffee filter. You can actually make coffee with a coffee filter. So, and what color is the coffee? I mean, it's dark, right? Dark brown. So a coffee filter is not the solution either. And I just went to an EPA website, and I typed in drinking water contaminants, and the list is really long, and here are just some of the health effects, the potential health effects for long-term exposure to some of these chemicals. I'm not going to read the chemicals, but here are some of the symptoms that you could have: diarrhea, gastrointestinal illness, vomiting, cramps, Legionnaire's disease, increased risk of cancer, anemia, nervous system effects, liver, kidney, or central nervous system problems, increased risk of cancer. And this is what's in water: eye, nose irritation, stomach discomfort, anemia, allergic reactions in young children, increase in blood cholesterol, skin damage, circulatory system problems, increased risk of getting cancer. It seems to be a common one. Intestinal polyps, increase in blood pressure, intestinal lesions, kidney damage, allergic dermatitis, gastrointestinal distress, liver, kidney damage. I mean, it just keeps going on and on. Bone disease. These are a result of long-term exposure to chemicals and pathogens in water, hair or fingernail loss, numbness in fingers or toes, circulatory problems. The list goes on. Cardiovascular system or reproductive disease, eye, liver, kidney, or spleen problems. And you see cancer here a lot. I'll post it on the website during the next break.
I have an example for you.
That'd be great.
I have an example for you regarding that. So if you remember January last year, there was a chemical spill in West Virginia, and they had
over
10,000 gallons of a dangerous chemical leaked into the river, and that was Elk River. And Elk River is the source of drinking water for hundreds of thousands of people. And again, they were told, don't drink the water. Don't touch the water. Don't bathe in the water. Don't brush your teeth. And they said, don't boil the water because it would, just like the same, the other example, it would actually concentrate the chemical if you boil it. So that was a big media spectacle. They had FEMA out delivering water, delivering bottled water and everything. But here's the thing, is about 2 weeks later, Business Week published an article that said that this, although this seems like a rare occurrence, what was rare is that we knew about it. Because Business Week published that in 2011, there were 3,885 similar chemical spills. Just in 1 year, over 3,000, almost 4,000 similar chemical spills that happened. But they got no press. And, I mean, the fact is we live in a toxic world. And these chemical spills go on all around us without us knowing that it happens. And so these things are getting into our water. And it is having health effects. There was an article that surprised everyone the other day that said it came out of the UK, and it said that now 1 out of 2 people in the UK are going to get cancer before they die. 1 out of 2. So how is this? Why is this happening? Well, if you've heard of cancer clusters are, so let's go back to this West Virginia, the chemical spill. Let's say that chemical spill happened. And we didn't know about it. We didn't know that it happened. What would have happened? Well, people would have consumed it. And then what? Very well, likely, there could have been a rash of cancer cases 10 to 20 years later.
Hold that thought, Glenn. We're going into a break. We'll be right back. We have a special seminar for you on Friday, March 27th at the Get Prepared Expo. From 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, spend the day with USA Prepare's senior instructors, Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you'll learn about the 3 major game-over events and their likelihood, and most importantly, what to do about them. Events so powerful that they can end life as we know it. Yes, they're real, and our senior instructors will guide you to safety. This seminar is limited to the first 100 who purchase tickets on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. Your tuition for this special seminar is $85. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. This is an in-depth, all-day seminar, and you're encouraged to take notes. Note-taking materials are provided. Food and beverages are available all day at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Glenn Meter's with us. Survivalstill.com. Survivalstill.com. Glenn, you're talking about the West Virginia chemical spill in January of 2014. It was a massive water spill, massive water contamination event, and a chemical spill that covered about 20% of West Virginia. And not only, as you said, we knew about this one, and there are others we don't know about, but this was the third chemical spill in 5 years. It was so massive that 8 days later, after this chemical spill by Freedom Industries, they filed for bankruptcy 8 days later. And the chemicals that they used or were storing that leaked into the water supply or found their way into the water supply somehow are used in the processing of coal. So all of a sudden we have this leak, which is a large one, but what we don't think about is what if it doesn't leak? What if we just use these chemicals in the normal course of business operations? We're still using them. They're just being spread over a greater area. So is it safe? Obviously, these are really, really toxic chemicals because when they're diluted with water, you can't even wash with that water. So to put an exclamation point on what you just said, many years ago, back in the 1980s, Mrs. Finelli was coming back home, and she met someone that she hadn't met before. And he said, "Don't drink the water." And she said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Well, you know, we had this rain, and the municipal water supply, the sewage treatment facility overflowed, and it cross-connected with the drinking water supply. Don't drink the water." So that's just from rain. So, Glenn, you're absolutely right. We don't know how many of these events there are, and we don't die from them necessarily immediately. We get these cancer clusters, and then we try to figure out what happens. And doctors will try to figure it out, and they really don't have a large clue because a lot of these events happened 5, 10, 20 years ago, just as you've said.
I mean, once it's in the water and it's affecting you, it doesn't matter if they go back and figure out what happened or not. It doesn't matter to you. You've still been affected by it. And the best way to do it is to ensure the purity of your water before you consume it. And this is on a day-to-day basis as well as an emergency situation is worse because you can have bacterial problems, which is always the most dangerous, but then you can have chemical tanks rupture, you can have pipelines rupture, you can have trains that are carrying chemicals derail and rupture, trucks, semi-trucks tip over and rupture, and there's a lot of different ways that you can get a lot of high dose of things. You can have chemical refineries go up. You can have nuclear power plants go up. So it is important in an emergency. It is critical. It's the most important thing that you must take care of is the quality of water. And that's why I designed the survival skill.
Glenn, you know, there was a pretty large fire less than a week ago in West Virginia. And yep. There was a derailment and an explosion of a train carrying more than 100 tank cars full of crude oil in West Virginia. Massive, massive fire and explosion from crude oil, from a derailment. I was talking with one of our class called me, and we're talking about places to move. And this person was describing a property, you know, in an area where there's a rail line. And I said, do you really want to live near a rail line? They've got chlorine tankers. They've got corrosive chemical tankers. They've got all kinds of tankers carrying hazardous chemicals. I don't want to live anywhere near one of those. And, you know, so you're right. There are refineries. There are power generation plants that pollute the air. And that pollution goes up, and then it comes down. It absolutely comes down. It doesn't go out into outer space. It comes back down.
Yep.
So we're killing ourselves. And if you look around you, all these puddles that you see most assuredly have toxins in them, even from Fukushima. A puddle in your backyard probably has some pollutants in it from Japan's Fukushima event, because that radiation is surrounding the globe. So what is the answer? What is the best filtration system you can think of?
Well, the best system is actually not a filtration system. The best system is distillation. When it comes to cleaning water, there's really two fundamental treatment processes. One is filtration. The other is distillation. Distillation is a tiny segment of the market because they are typically more expensive. And it's not something, filters are just so easy to make, but they're not nearly as effective. And the filters deteriorate over time. Even this is why you change filters. Whereas distillation, what it's doing, the process of distillation, if people don't know, is basically the process of evaporation, condensation, and precipitation. So you're changing water from a liquid to a vapor and then back to a liquid. And so you take water. I guess the best way to illustrate it is if you have a pot of water on the stove and you bring it to a boil and you lift the lid up from the lid that's on the pot and there's water dripping down from that lid. Well, that is distilled water. So that's water that is, it was boiled, it changed into a vapor, and as soon as it changes from a liquid to a vapor, it lets go of the contaminants. And so the vapor is pure. So the pure water vapor rises, and in this case, it condensed on the inside of the lid. And so you lift off that lid, and that's distilled water dripping off of that. That's the simplest way to describe distillation. But what it is, it's water's built-in purification process. So there's no, so a water distiller, all it's doing is facilitating water's built-in purification process.
Glenn, here's a way of looking at it. You know, we talked about a coffee filter before. So you can take coffee grounds, put hot water through the coffee grounds, and the coffee grounds tend to stay behind, and you get coffee liquid at the bottom coming out of the filter into your carafe. Okay. Now, so that filter took out the big chunks. It prevented the big chunks from mixing with the coffee that you want to drink. All right. Now, if we take that coffee, not the coffee grounds, but the coffee that we would drink, pour that into a pot and boil that pot of coffee, what would we get? Would we get coffee or would we get condensing on the lid? Would we get coffee or would we get pure water? We'd get pure water, wouldn't we?
Yeah. You get pure water and you get all the stuff that's in the water, including the coffee, left behind in the bottom pot, in the coffee pot.
Let's be really graphic here, okay? Let's compare two kinds of water. What would be more pure? If I took a pot and boiled urine in a pot and collected the steam that boiled from the urine collected that in a drinking glass, or I opened a city tap and filled it with drinking water, and I had the same amount of water in each glass, which would be more pure? The evaporated urine water, the distilled urine water, or city water?
Yeah, absolutely. The distilled urine water would. And think of it this way, that there is... The only difference between the different types of water, and this is true of any water that's around the world, is what is the contaminants that are in the water. So the difference between ocean water and pond water and urine and all of that is just, it's the contaminants that are in the water. And so, yeah, in your case, in your example, definitely the distilled urine would be cleaner than even tap water.
There you go. We've got Mark in Philadelphia. Mark, you're on with Glenn Meter and me, Vince Finelli. Welcome.
Hello, Vince. Hello, Glenn. On this subject, Vince, you say, well, look what we've done to ourselves. You know, look, hey, the common people haven't done this. The titans of industry, those people, the same people that bring us the General Electric nuclear reactors around the world, all on the fault lines. These are the same titans of industry that have brought us all these chemicals, the byproducts of, you know, all these processes. And by the way, Vince, if you've ever been into a place where they make circuit boards, chemicals, the toxic chemicals that they use to etch those boards. And by the way, there were several in Springfield area there not too long ago. I don't know if they're still in business, Litton Industries being one of them. If people knew the toxins, the toxic process that occurred when you have to etch a board, I don't know if they'd really be hip on all this high-tech stuff that they're carrying around with, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's
well, let's bring it down even to a lower level. Let's paint the kitchen. And we take the paintbrush and we go, geez, you know, this was a pretty good paintbrush. Let's just wash it out. And this is a pretty good roller. You know, it was $15 for a high-end roller. You know, we don't want to throw that away, so let's just wash that out. So we wash it out in the sink. Now what? Where did all that paint go? And where did all the hospital waste go? You know?
Right.
yeah.
So the industries, these industries have brought us these, you know, it's like, well, I guess they start out at A and work towards Z, and they say, well, we'll figure out Z when we get there, you know? It's like, besides, we'll probably be dead anyway, and we don't even have to worry about it. We'll just send that toxic waste over there somewhere, you know, way over there. We won't have to deal with it, right? But now the over there is coming back to visit us. The circle's coming back around, huh? And then we have the government agencies to oversee all of this. The standards, the high standards of making sure to protect the environment, to protect the people. But now we see that now we're having health problems. So now we're being mandated that you've got to buy the government's insurance because we've got a better plan for your health. Anyway, it's just so crazy. And it reminds me of the movie. Go ahead.
Mark, I know a guy that I was having a chat with back in the 1980s, and he said, I got a great idea, selling bottled water. And I thought, have you lost your mind? Who in their right mind would want to buy bottled water, you know, for $1 a bottle? Who would want to do that? That's nuts. Well, boy, was I wrong. Mark, do you want to hold through the break?
Sure, I'll hold.
Okay. Mark's going to hold through the break. Glenn Mead is with us. We're talking about water. So just who will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, John Moore, John Stadtmiller, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Aaron Dakins, Brad Dakins, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us, just to name a few, are the senior instructors, medical doctor Norman Cheeley, engineer Matt Stein, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, physicist Dr. Richard Allen Miller, author Captain John Reagan, counterterrorist Mike Ma, author Rich Sheban, and the CSPOA founder, Sheriff Richard Mack. You'll learn how water wells work, how to buy gold and silver quietly, discreetly, and privately. Learn the importance of good health and how to care for your loved ones. Learn alternative medicines, overcoming anxiety, stress, high blood pressure, and alternative cancer treatments. You'll have access to more doctors, more authors, more talk show hosts than any event we know of. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 27th, 28th, and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This can be sliding.
Where today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Glenn Meter's with us, and his website, survivalstill.com, survivalstill.com. And he's going to bring the Survival Still to the Get Prepared Expo. He's been with us many times. He's going to be teaching two seminars. One is about everyday water, and one is about water distillation. So you can go to the seminars with Glenn Meter on both Saturday and Sunday, and you'll get a chance to have a meal with Glenn Meter and talk about water distillation. If you're interested in becoming a dealer of survival stills, you can even talk to him about that. Also, he's going to be giving one away. It's a lifetime. It's a lifetime tool. It will last actually generations, many generations, and there are no moving parts. No moving parts. So there's nothing to wear out. And it should last, I mean, literally hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years, literally. So you can buy them at the Get Prepared Expo at the lowest price in the United States of America, at the Expo. GetPreparedExpo.com if you want to go to the website. Mark in Philadelphia. Did you have a question, Mark, in Philadelphia?
Yes. Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, you know, all these things coming at us, Vincent, it's like it reminds me of the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, where George Clooney, his character, he says, hey, boys, we're in a tight spot. It seems like, Vincent, we keep discovering new tight spots we're in, you know, and we got to figure this stuff out. Surely, with all these toxins, there's got to be a way to remediate this stuff that these titans of industry are put upon us, and my thinking is maybe they know that they have a way out of it, but they're going to suppress those technologies for the rest of us. But that's another. Go ahead,
Mark. I can give you an example of a tight spot, just a very simple example. I was out with the cows, and it was really cold, and their eyelashes had icicles on them. Literally, their eyelashes had icicles on them. That's just one tiny, tiny, tiny indication of the tight spot we're in. How's that stuff happen? Can you imagine going through the day with icicles on your eyelashes?
Yeah. I remember the day, Vince, because I grew up there, and we had some cattle and horses and all that, and I remember going out in the wee hours of the morning when one of our heifers were calving, and she was down, and it was freezing outside, and the calf was breech, and I was 14 years old, putting my arm up inside of her, up to my shoulder, trying to get that calf right, and we could never get that calf right. Tried to pull it out with a tractor. I'm telling you, it was just, we had to put it down, and it was a bad thing. But you know, you run into these things, and that's, you know, people don't appreciate animal husbandry. You know, it takes a lot of work to care for animals and bring them to you know take care of them for the rest of the people. But anyway, I wanted to ask you about a product that I'd heard about some time ago, and I hadn't heard much more about it. It's called, and I'm not affiliated with this company at all. It's called Ecolo Blue. It's distillation. It takes the moisture out of the air and it distills it, and it purifies it somehow. Are you familiar with this product?
No, I'm not, Glenn.
Well, there are products like that have tried to do that type of thing. It's not truly distillation. So, you know, it's not as effective as distillation. It produces variable results. I guess, let me just go back to that question that you asked before, is how do we protect ourselves? And the way that we protect ourselves is, really, it comes down to not relying on... It's not about the government doing something. It's not about companies doing something. It's about us recognizing the world that we live in and the fact that we live in a toxic world. And then it's up to us to protect our family. And we just have to choose. If you want to, you can go to a website called ChooseAWaterDistiller.com and you can learn more there. I've written an article on it.
Well, thank you, Vince.
Okay. Hey, Mark, thanks so much. Glenn Meter, thanks so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to being with you at the Get Prepared Expo. I'm looking forward to your seminars on water, survival water. And I think when we get a chance to see your survival still, we'll be really impressed with how simple it is. And you can carry it with you. And as we said, 3 days, 3 days without water. Yeah. Glenn Meter, thanks so much for being with us. See you at the expo.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.